Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our service. You should have a copy of the intimation sheet this week, but that's one for the summer. There really isn't much to say, so we'll not be publishing intimations each week unless something comes to mind. So that is your sheet for the rest of this month. It has the who's preaching each Sunday on it, and you're welcome to any of the services. You'll also note there was no order of service. We're using Mission Praise, which should be on your pews. If you haven't got one, there should be one in the pew in front or behind you. So please, for the next few weeks, we'll be using Mission Praise, and the numbers are on the board. Also, an announcement for the people on the Congregational Board and Kirk Session. We're holding a meeting next Sunday morning after the morning service in the Jubilee Hall. It's regarding the future of the manse, what we're going to do with the manse. So those who are able to attend, please, if you can, stay after the service next Sunday morning in the Jubilee Hall. It will not be a long meeting, but it's just to set procedures in motion as to what's going to be happening. So thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We come to worship God, to be assured of his eternal love for us. Trusting in his steadfast love, we join our voices in our first hymn, Mission Praise 249. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him.
Thank you.
we come before God in prayer, let us pray. Faithful God, we gather together in your presence. We gather because you have called us, because you love us, because you are our God. As we come to worship you this day, we remember your love and your goodness. As we continue through the season of summer, we look around and see you in the glorious colours of the flowers in our parks and gardens, in the birds so busy in their coming and going, in the longer evenings when we can share time with family and friends. Lord of creation, we come to worship you this morning in grateful thanks for all that we experience. Lord God, forgive us when we take all of this for granted, when we have not loved your creation as we should. Forgive us when we have failed to love as we should, when we get caught up in our daily business and push you to the side. We praise you, faithful God, for the steadfast love which always guides us, for the promise which has never faltered, for the light which has lightened our way, for your steadfast love and mercies new each morning. Loving and living God, we join together now with one voice in the words taught to us by our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning. How are you all? Good. How are your sunflowers doing? How high are they? Anybody counted? Just about that? Mine's is like that. I do have a picture of it, but I've gone and left it on my phone in the vestry. Would you like to see it? Can you just wait a minute? 2 minutes. Forgot my phone. I laid it on the table and then forgot to lift it. Right. What do you think of that then?
There's nothing on it.
Oh.
I love your phone case.
You love my phone case? I'm needing a new phone. Right. What do you think of that? Have I been loving that sunflower or not? Well, I do love a little flower in a pot. Anyway, mine must be 5 feet. So that's what you're aspiring to. I intend to get him to at least 7 feet. So I will be feeding him lots and lots of tomato fertiliser, because that's what they quite like. So, that requires love, doesn't it? Because we need to love and care for something. Well, today in church, our theme is all about love. About the love that Jesus taught as he went around Galilee. And he taught his disciples to love, to respect everybody, but more so, to love God with all their heart, and also people, their friends too. So it was a really, really straightforward commandment that Jesus gave. Simply love. So who do you love?
My mum.
Your mum? Good. Anybody else?
Friends?
It's okay to say that. Some people think this word love is a funny word, but it means simply that we care about each other, and sometimes we can even worry about each other. So who else? We've got friends, we've got mums and dads. What about poor grandmas and grandpas? I would hope that my grandchildren love me. Maybe some days not when I'm roaring at them, but most days. That's right. The one thing that Jesus said was to love God first. That was the first and most important commandment. It was called the New Commandment. Well, many, many years ago, there was a song called the Magic Penny Song. Does anybody know it? Oh, two hands up. That's right. I won't embarrass you by asking you to come forward and sing it. And I'm not going to sing it because the choir would just put their hands over their ears for me. But it's a really good song. It was written 70 years ago, which is rather a long time, and just around the time I was being born, so I don't really think I knew it, but I have read about it. And these are the words of this song. It says, "For love is something, if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more." Now, isn't that an interesting thought? Then it goes on to say, "Money's dandy, and we like to use it, but love is better if you don't refuse it. It's a treasure, and you'll never lose it unless you lock up your door." Then it goes back on to say, "Love is something, if you give it away." And I liked another verse that said, "It's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so much more. Love is something that when you give it away." So, it's like a magic penny. Well, I've brought you some magic pennies this morning. Okay? They're not really magic pennies. They're only pennies that are rather shiny. And I'm not sure if this is very legal, but I shone these pennies with Brasso just to make them a bit shinier. But don't tell anybody, will you? So, lots of magic pennies in there. So I thought maybe today, when you're at Sunday Club, you can, I know you'll have other things to do, but I wondered if you would like to make a card for someone very special and put a magic penny on it. Well, here's one I did earlier. And it just says, the words of that song which said, "Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away, you'll end up having more. Just like a magic penny, hold it tight and you won't have any. But lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many, you'll end up having more." So you can write whatever you like on your card, right? But you've got a magic penny, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Counting everybody. So what's 8 into 20? Doesn't it go, does it? Should have been 8 into 24. Anyway, you've got 2.5 pennies each. So that's my challenge for you today, is to make a card which says that you love someone very much, and then to give it to them, but to remember the reason why we think love is so important, especially when we come to church on a Sunday. Remember it. It's the one command that Jesus gave us, to love God and then to love our friends. So that's our little story for today. So I hope you enjoy being in Sunday Club today. You'll need some cards, will you? Need some double-sided sticky tape. Never go anywhere without my double-sided sticky tape. And you need a bag of pennies. You're going to hold on to it for everyone. That's good. Well, we're going to sing our hymn now, and it's one about following Jesus and following in that command. It's the hymn number 302, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
We will remain seated as we sing our prayer for understanding, Mission Praise Hymn number 1, A New Commandment, and we will sing through it twice. Reading this morning comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. You will find this in page 1153 of the Pew Bibles, 1153. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, reading from verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am known fully. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Blessed be the word of the Lord. We will now stand and sing Mission Praise number 449, Love Divine. Mission Praise 449.
Let us pray. Gracious God, open our minds to your word and our hearts to your love. Amen. Love, the focus of Paul's letter to the people of Corinth. How many times have you been at a wedding and this passage from Corinthians has been read? Numerous, I am sure. I certainly have read these words more times than I can remember. Maybe not as popular these days, but weddings in church are not as popular these days. Weddings have moved into glamorous buildings and even out onto the hillside. But Paul, in his writings to the people of Corinth, offers a reflection on the proper way of existing for the Christian community as a whole. The way to follow Christ is through and by love. God's unconditional love that will overcome any differences and discord. Love is important, and it's not exclusively the domain of those who follow Christ. If we look to the secular, we see love in all sorts of different places, being shown by all sorts of different people. One of the most popular signs of love being Valentine at the beginning of the year, when love comes to the fore. Love features in popular music. There are many, many songs about love. Love is a many splendid thing. And in the mid-60s, I'm sure we all sang, "All You Need Is Love." Or maybe even, "Love Makes the World Go Round." Or, "Love Means never having to say you're sorry." And that's just a few that I thought. In days gone by, ancient philosophers agreed that the world had four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. The movie The Fifth Element imagined that there was a fifth element that tied all the four elements together and that would save the world. The fifth element was love. It is the view of the 20th century philosopher Abraham Maslow that love is one of the five basic needs of a human, and that to be healthy and happy, we need to love and be loved. Popular culture and thought also speaks of love as important. But Paul, in his letter to the early church, he speaks of love so eloquently. And in many ways, his words are the thesis statement for the entire book of 1 Corinthians. Paul dictates that love is most essential and is eternal, and it's the greatest of all God's gifts. In the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus said that the most important commandments were to love God and to love your neighbour. As in our prayer of understanding for this morning, a new commandment I give unto you is to love one another. John in his Gospel says that God is love. John also said that God loved the world, and that is why he sent Jesus to die for the world, why he gave his Son. Love is that essential element that gives meaning to all other elements. Without love, other things, as powerful and as important as they may be, can lose their meaning. It can be like if a parent who works hard to earn a living for their children, they work overtime and weekends to impress the boss perhaps and move up in the company and in earning ability. Then the parent provides for the children a good home, good clothes, the best educational games perhaps, maybe games consoles, the works. But the parent never spends time with the child to help them grow emotionally and spiritually. Without the love of a parent, all those other things can lose their meaning. It is in the same way without love that wisdom, faith, and even sacrifice become unanchored and lose their place. Love is the anchor. Love is the key. Love is the essential element to all things in life. Having said all of that, I think it's safe to say that it is an essential and important element in our very being. But what is love? The church and the world speak of love, but so often they seem to be speaking of different things. The world speaks of falling in love or falling out of love. The world speaks of making love. Is love simply never having to say that you're sorry, or is it a bit more? Perhaps the problem is that the English language, unlike other languages, lacks something when it speaks of love. In the Greek, they have four different words for what we call love. One word is eros. This is where we get the word erotic from. It literally means, I love you because you have something I want from you. This is the shallowest kind of love. Another word is storge, used in the Christian context to mean family love, the bond between mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. It is the instinctual love that a parent has for a child. Filial is the third kind of love. It is basically love because of similarities, as in a close relationship. And the last one is agape. This is unconditional love, the highest form of love. It is the very opposite of eros. Agape, this is the self-sacrificial love that we read of in our gospel. This unconditional, self-sacrificial love is why God sent his begotten Son into our world. And it's why Jesus chose to die for our sins. Love is eternal. Love is essential. If we want to know what love is, all we have to do is to look at the life and ministry of our Lord. In our communion services, we remember his broken body and his blood shed for us. And that is where we see his love for us. The eternal, unconditional, self-sacrificial love of God in the flesh. When I look around the world of today, I often wonder what it would look like if it was more compassionate and people had more concern for one another and love was really shown. How different things might be. It was around 70-odd years ago that Malvina Reynolds wrote the song I was speaking to the children about. You might remember some of her other works. She wrote Morning Town Ride and Little Boxes. And maybe they're more popular than the song I was speaking around. Because you see, time has moved on and music has changed a great deal. But the words of the Magic Penny song are still as true today as they were all those years ago. For love is something, if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more. I believe these words can lead us right back to Paul's letter to the people of Corinth, when he wrote, "If I give away anything, everything, and deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Preaching without love is just the sound of the noisy gong, and faith without love is empty. Wisdom is meaningless without love. We gain little when we do not have love. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. All glory be to him. Amen. The choir sing the morning anthem, "Beauty for Brokenness." Be to God for his praise in music. We pray now for our world. Let us pray. Lord of all, as we come this day grateful for your unconditional love for each and every one of us. We bring before you our world, our fragile world, a world of so many different ways of life, a world in turmoil and unrest. We lay before you the places in our world where conflict exists, where daily life is controlled by warring factions, where peace is the vision and the dream. We pray for those who this day are experiencing unrest. We look out onto our world, to France, where during the past week there has been unrest. And we pray that those involved take a step back and think on the consequences of their rioting. Lord of this new day, hear these, our prayers. We remember too those here in our community who show compassion and love, for those who serve in hospitals or hospices, those in the emergency service, all who will celebrate 75 years of the National Health Service this week. We remember those who work in voluntary services and charities, in social and community work, in the church and its mission, in local and international government. Give them the strength to carry out their work each day. Loving God, we bring to family and friends for whom this morning we have a care or a concern. Those who are sick and cannot be with us. Those who struggle with each day with their health and find the daily tasks hard to do. Those who look after all who are terminally ill. Be with them this morning. Be with those who mourn this day. Comfort them. Lord of this new morning, hear our prayers as we ask for your blessing upon all for whom we have a care. We remember those who have gone before us and are now at rest in the kingdom of heaven. We remember their work, their sacrifice and service to our church and in the world itself. Strengthen and encourage us in our efforts. Give us support, inspiration, and the resources that we need to ensure that the good news is spread in our town, in our country, and in our world. Lord God, teach us your ways and help us to follow you through our service and witness. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. We bring our time of fellowship to a close this morning in the hymn number 86, Come and See the Shining Hope that Christ's Apostles Saw. now in peace. Into God's gracious care and protection I commit you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, this day and forevermore.